for listening.
This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Mali, the government now says at least 53 of its soldiers and one civilian were killed in a Friday jihadist attack on the army in the north of the country. The original death toll was at least 15. Mali's communication minister says 10 survivors were found at the army post in the Manaka region. The new violence could ratchet up tensions in the capital, Bamako, where military families have argued there is inadequate protection for Mali's soldiers. The government says reinforcements have been dispatched to secure the area and hunt down the attackers. So far, no claim of responsibility. U.S. President Donald Trump indicates he is looking forward to a White House meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Given Turkey's widely condemned invasion of Kurdish territory in northern Syria, the visit figures to be controversial. No hint of that from Mr. Trump.
President Erdogan wants to come to the White House. We have a very good relationship. The ceasefire has held very nicely. We've kept the oil. We stayed back and kept the oil. Other people can patrol the border of Syria, frankly, and Turkey, let them, they've been fighting for 1,000 years. Let them do the border. We don't want to do that. We want to bring our soldiers home.
Hong Kong police today used tear gas again to break up pro-democracy street demonstrations in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. This is the 22nd consecutive weekend of protests. Meanwhile, China's Basic Law Commission for Hong Kong and Macau warns that Beijing will not permit what it calls behavior that encourages separatism or endangers national security. It also claimed that foreign powers were interfering in the affairs of Hong Kong. Security forces in Iraq are on alert after Friday's massive anti-government street demonstrations in Baghdad's Tahrir Square, the largest in weeks of political unrest. The death toll over the past month is said to be 250, including 5 people who died Friday from wounds sustained earlier. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations is calling for greater protection for journalists as the world observes an international day to end impunity for crimes against journalists. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, reports 1,360 journalists have been killed since 1993. The non-governmental Press Emblem Campaign reports 65 journalists worldwide have been killed so far this year. In addition, it notes that journalists in many countries are regularly molested, injured, harassed, detained, and prevented from doing their work. The campaign supports the enactment of an international convention for the protection of journalists to combat impunity more effectively. It cites the case of Mexico as a country where impunity is almost total because of the corruption of local authorities.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA in Geneva. The Press Emblem campaign also singles out Afghanistan, Syria, Somalia, and Iraq, where it says crimes against journalists go unpunished. Back in the U.S., President Trump was in full campaign mode last night in the state of Mississippi as he brushed aside the threat of impeachment he faces in the House of Representatives over his dealings with Ukraine. We get a report from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump tells a crowd in Tupelo, Mississippi, that he and they are the targets of a conspiracy to take away his 2016 election and block his reelection effort.
The Democrats, the media, and the deep state are desperate to stop us.
Trump slamming the House Democrats for investigating his seeming effort to get Ukraine to investigate the Democrats and former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Biden, in a speech to Iowa Democrats, calls Trump a threat that needs to not only be stopped next November.
We've got to beat him soundly so everyone knows we are not going back to a time when another president like him can hold that office.
That from KCCI. I'm Tim McGuire.
Before leaving the White House, the president voiced optimism on the chances for a trade deal with China.
Well, we're moving along with a deal with China. China wants to make the deal very much, and we have a good relationship, and we'll see what happens. I don't like to talk about deals until they happen, but we're making a lot of progress.
The president also said an agreement could be signed in Iowa in the near future. Firefighters continue battling wildfires in the state of California. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes in the state. Gene Randall, VOA News.